You traded beauty for ashes. All you've done, all you gave me, did it just for me. And all I have, and all I am, I give it back to thee. Have it.
Watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
I want to share with us, because there is so much that God wants to do through the body of Christ, through the people of God, through the believers who know His name, who are called by His name, in their lives and in every arena of their life. And we're missing God on so many fronts. And we already know that a part of the problem that causes us to miss God is because we don't have the proper knowledge of His Word. But I want to share from Scripture some things that I hope will help us to develop a better study habit and time with God, because here is the truth. You become better and even perfected in the things that you practice often. So whatever it is you do, good or bad, if you do it consistently, you become perfect at it. Matter of fact, it become like second nature to you. It happens, and it happens without you even consciously putting any thought in it. And it ought to be that way with believers studying the Word of God, spending time with God. Because the only way that your life is really going to change and things are going to change in your life is if you put God truly in front and operate according to his word. And so a lot of folks say, well, I read the Bible. That's not enough. Some folks say, well, I study the Bible. That's not enough. Well, I mean, that's not enough. No, it's not. Because what God wants is for you to hear through his word, but then he wants you to spend time thinking about that. Think it. He says it all through his word. Meditation is found 21 times in the Bible. The word think or thinking or thoughts is found 252 times in the word. The word mind is found 163 times in the word. And the word ponder is found 9 times in the word. Now, with the use of these words, God is constantly saying to people that we need to meditate, we need to think, we need to have our minds stayed on him, we need to ponder. I mean, give serious thought to understanding the word of God. When we do that, you will receive the kind of information that will help to be able to have illumination on that subject. And the more you meditate, God gives you revelation on the text. And it's mostly for us to be able to get the most out of the word for us. Remember, we study ourselves, approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. 2 Timothy 2:15. But now, I want us again to focus. How much time do we honestly spend reading the word of God each day? But of course, I didn't expect you to answer me, but I want you to think about it. How much time do we consult God about decisions? How much knowledge do we have concerning the decisions we make? But you see, everything that's going to be successful in this life, especially for the believer, is going to happen as a result of you knowing the word, operating in that word. And it's important to recognize that God holds you accountable to that word. Now, the people in the word, in the world, don't know the word. And they're going to suffer that plight. But the people of the word, people of God, have a responsibility. Jesus said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Learn of me. Why? Because his yoke is easy and his burden. But you don't know that. And you think all of these things are happening to you because the Lord put all this on you. No, a lot of this you put on you because of the decisions you made, the choices you made, your actions, etc., etc. So I want to talk about the success in the word of God through meditating, through thinking, through having your mind stayed on the Lord, and through pondering the scriptures of God. So let me help you, first of all, to learn how to be successful at work, or what your endeavor or your calling or your assignment is. Would that be helpful to you to start off there? Well, when Moses died, God called Joshua and informed Joshua that Moses, his servant, was dead. And he then told Joshua that he wanted him to lead the children of Israel on to victory and on the promise. And so Joshua had a great feat, a great task. He had a great assignment. And having worked with, served, and been with Moses, he had a large pair of shoes trying for him. Now, you may have gone into a situation where you have come behind someone who has made their mark, is renowned for whatever they do, or someone who's been successful in what they do, and come behind them, and you want to know how to be successful? Well, it begins with the word. I want you to turn to Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. We're going to move somewhat quickly through these scriptures, but I want you to see them because I believe God will speak to our hearts through his word. Joshua 1 and 8. And when you find it, I want you to say amen. Now that means everyone that said amen already found it. The rest are still looking. We're going to give you just a few seconds later. When you find it, amen. Keep talking about the ones who are still looking. Amen, amen, amen. All right, read what it says, Joshua 1 and 8. Amen. So now, if you're talking about success at work, I'm taking notes. I need you to jot that down. Success at work or your assignment. Listen to what the Lord tells Joshua. This book, what is he referring to? The Word of God. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. That means he's telling Joshua, if you want to be successful, this word must not depart out of thy mouth. In other words, you are to perpetually speak this word. You're never to give up this word. When you meditate and when you find yourself in a situation here or there, when you speak, I want you to speak the word. This word is important because revealed in this word is the mind, is the word, the will, and the way of God. So when you speak what God says, you are aligning and affirming yourself with his word or his will. So he tells him, don't let this word, don't let this law depart out of your mouth. He says, but meditate therein when? Day and night, keep it before you day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. Now God is saying to him, as he says to us, listen, I've given you the instructions to be successful. I don't want you just to read the word. I don't want you just to study the word. I want you to do the word. All right? So, and he says, for then shalt thou make thy way prosperous. And then, listen, shalt thou have good success. And so here's what it says to me, that whether I'm successful on my job or not has much to do with me. I can blame other folk for me not making it. But the truth of the matter is, if I don't follow God, I'm headed for failure. Now, he says this, and he says that thou shalt make thy way prosperous. So here's actual true realities. He's telling Joshua, you personally will prosper. One, because here is something I want you to know, that your prosperity comes when you are in position doing the purpose that God called you to do. You prosper when you're in your place, fulfilling your purpose, and when you do that, God prospers you. That's an important point. I hope you're listening. I hope you're jotting that down. Because a lot of times we can't be successful, one, because we're not in our place, and two, we're not fulfilling our purpose. And God does not promise to bless us when we're out of place, not doing our purpose. Then he says, and thou shalt have good success. That was publicly. That was the persona that would be perceived by the people that he would lead and all of the enemies that he would come against, etc. He would be successful in that. So God says, listen, you will have good success. Those of you who've been in my ministry any time know that when I teach this part, the best understanding for those who don't really understand good in this context is this way. drop off one of the O's in good, and you have God's success. See, God was giving him the blueprint to God's success. And can I tell you, God's success is the only success that matters. It doesn't matter how successful you are in the world. If God doesn't view it as successful, it comes to naught. I want you to see something else. Psalm number 1, verse 2 and 3. Turn your Bible there with me. I want you to see it. Because as you turn there, I want you to recognize that he is giving us through his word opportunity after opportunity to see how his mind works for us to be successful. Now, it says, verse 2, but his delight is in the law, and in his law doth he do what? Meditate when? Day and night. Now, it says, but his delight is in the law. Now, if it's in the law of the Lord, one of the things that you got to know is, who is he talking about? He's talking about the blessed man, the blessed woman of God. He said, blessed is the man, or blessed is the person, that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight. Listen, you've got to love the Lord and love his word and spend time with that as something you desire. And then verse 3 says, and he shall be planted like a tree by the rivers of water. Now, what makes the tree planted by the rivers of water so special? One, they're stable, stout, and strong. They have various resources in the multiple river. So if one dries up, he's got another one from which to draw from. So when drought comes in our lives, when we are planted by resources that God puts us in the right place, then we have multiple resources from which to draw. So sometimes, how many times has one thing that you've been working on run out on it, and lo and behold, God had another one right there for you? How many times this account ran short, but you had another one? Y'all quiet on me today. It's important to recognize you need multiple sources, resources, to be able to have balance and to have success in the times when things around you are not balanced and successful. So the tree planted by the rivers of water doesn't have an issue. If one river dry up, if two rivers dry up, and before the third river could dry up, God would have replenished the other rivers. In other words, it's a constant source of help provided to the believers. Listen, now what's important about this, that this tree planted by the rivers of water is fruitful in his season. Why is that important? Because to be fruitful is one thing, but to be fruitful in your season is another thing. And you've got to know your season. You've got to know your season. When you know your season, you know that it's time to be productive. You know it's time to bear fruit. Now, you got to know your season isn't every season. So don't look at other folk and get upset, get envious, get jealous, because they're prospering in their season. Your season is coming. And you recognize that. Look what it goes on to say. His leaf also shall not wither. That means, again, even though your season may take a long while coming, God has so fortified you and refortified you that the people looking at you can't tell there's a drought going on, because God has provided everything. You know, you've been going through some stuff and folk couldn't even tell it. And when you start telling or confiding in a few folk the stuff you've been through and what you've been dealing with, they're like, no, you lying.
They can't believe you've gone through that because you don't look like what you've gone through. You see? And then it says, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Why? Because he delight in the law of the Lord. He meditates in it day and night, and God plants him where he is supposed to be. All right. So there is, listen, success in your wins, or you become a successful winner. This verse speaks to that. First verse, Joshua 1 and 8, talks about success in work. This one talks about success in winning. Next verse, Psalm 19 and 14, tells us about success in worship. But listen to what he said. Turn there, if you will. This is Bible study. All right? I want you to hear what the psalmist says. He says, we say it, we quote it, but I want you to hear it. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be what? Be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. You see, when you learn how to be successful in worship, your worship isn't about anybody else but God. That's why your worship shouldn't be limited to what other folk are doing in church. You know how God has blessed you. You know what God has done for you. You know what you desire for God to do for you. You know what God has told you. You know what your responsibility and commitment is to God. It don't matter if nobody else is bearing witness to the truth or giving God praise. You're saying to him, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to thee in your sight. Not what other folks say about my worship, because they didn't wake me up this morning. They didn't start me on my way. They didn't give me health and strength. They didn't help me when I needed it the most. They weren't there when my tears were falling in the midnight hours. They were not, oh, y'all not hearing me today. He says, listen, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. God gives you the strength to accomplish everything that he's called you to do. But even so, in this flesh, sometimes we get caught in the tricky traps of temptation, of sin, or the enemy binds us, and yet we have the privilege of calling on God, who is our Redeemer. Redeemer. So we have success in worship. But Proverbs chapter 4, verse 26, I want you to turn that right quick. Because what I want you to also see is that you need to have success in your walk. Success in your walk. Turn to Proverbs 4, verse 26. All right. And it says, ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Now here what it's simply saying is, mark, study the path that you want your feet to go, so that all of your destinations will be sure. In other words, what you've got to realize is, if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. One of my deacons who's with the Lord used to say that all the time. If you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. But when you study, when you mark, when you ponder the path of your feet, in other words, you're going to make sure I go where I'm supposed to go. I want to be where God wants me to be. The steps of a good man are what? Ordered by the Lord, not by me, not by my circumstances, but by the Lord. All right, let's move on, because I want to share with you three other scriptures that deal with success in wisdom, because that's where many of us fall short. Philippians 2 and 5. Turn that very quickly. And while you're turning, the word says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Now, another word for mind here, translated, let this word be in you. Because the mind is the revealed word of God. So understand it in a deeper context. So how do I have the mind of Christ? You have the mind of Christ through the word of Christ. If the word was in Christ and everything he said was word-based, then if we're going to be successful in this life, everything that came against Christ, what did he speak? The word. He didn't speak feelings and emotions. He spoke the word. The greatest temptation that he ever faced in the wilderness, what did he speak? How can you speak the word if you don't know the word? So you've got to know the word. Let this mind, let this word be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. You have got to take out the time to learn the things of Christ through his word. Therefore, you'll be able to do as he did. Remember, he said, these things shall ye do, and greater things, because I go back to the Father. So you've got to know, what did Jesus do? Because if he did that, he said, I will be able to do that. And I will be able to do that based on the promise of his word. So it's important to have that mind. I want you to look at Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Because Paul is speaking here, and he's saying something that's very important. He's getting ready to close out. Well, not really. He's almost in his native Negroic Baptist clothes, because he's closing two or three times. But he says it again, finally. In other words, I'm closing now. And then he says at a time and a time again after. So he ain't really closing, but he's headed toward closing. Yeah. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, what should you do? Think on these things. Control your thinking. Let wisdom dictate to you that you're not going to let Satan tell you what to think about. You're not going to let him impress you with what you ought to be focusing on. You're going to keep your focus on the things that are positive. You're going to keep your focus on the things that encourage, uplift, inspire, lead you to higher heights. Listen again. He says six things here. What's true, what's honest, what's just, what's pure, what's lovely, and what is of a good report. Moses sent 12 spies out. 10 came out with a negative report. 2 came out with a positive report. God blessed the 2 with the positive report and turned his face against the ones with the negative report. Isaiah says, whose report will we believe? And so one of the things that you've got to start doing is focusing your mind on the good report. Doctors say, I can't do nothing to help you. The word, the report says, by his stripes, I am healed. Now, wherever you put the most faith and focus at, that's going to be the reality of what you experience.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L.